Hey guys, it's Lavetta.
And it's Miriam.
And this is the Notorious Women Podcast, a comedy podcast about some of history's most notorious women.
Some of these queens are heroic.
And some of these bitches are horrific. But we think the most interesting thing of all is that they're all notorious.
Notorious.
Woo! We right. are going to get that new intro down one way or another. Miriam keeps coming in too late.
What?
I don't know why.
She is blaming me when I am too...
When you're perfect.
Never be blamed. Don't you know I'm a white woman, Lavetta? I never did it. It was never me. Alas, I am but a victim. I'm a victim.
Oh my God. You are so wrong for that.
I know, right? If you only listen to this one little moment of our podcast, you will hate me, and that will be valid. Yeah, no, that's right.
I'm staying away from that with a 10-foot pole, as they say. But how are you otherwise on Thanksgiving Day? This episode comes out on Thanksgiving, so
I know. I mean, you know, I will be with family, and some of it will be fantastic, and mm-hmm. some of it will be less than fantastic, but it's gonna be delicious. You know.
That is true. That is true.
Oh my God. I meant to send you this. Have you seen the Leslie Jones clip?
Uh-uh.
Y'all, today, look at Instagram. I'm going to try to remember to post it because it's the funniest shit. It's like, oh, awkward Thanksgiving after this specific election. Hire.
Oh my God. She's so funny.
Leslie's going to come to your house and fix it. And she just... It's so good.
I love her so much. She is so inappropriate and uncomfortable in the best possible way. I love it.
I'm going to do one line. Ready?
Okay.
So white old man goes, I'm just glad they overturned Roe v. Wade. And she looks at him and goes, you really going to talk about that right now? Right now?
Did this last year.
Yeah, probably it's old, but I'm slow and that's what happened. And it's just so like,
Oh my God, it's so funny.
She starts screaming in someone's ear and I was like, I'm going to use this. This is a tactic I might employ. Thank you.
She is so funny. Like,
I love her.
Yeah, don't, excuse me, don't choke anybody out because we don't want you to end up in a slammer on Thanksgiving Day. Just grin and bear it. You know what you should do? Just ridicule.
Yeah.
Just make fun of your family members or walk away and go and eat some turkey.
That's probably my actual. I'm just going to like eat my feelings because it's the perfect holiday to eat your feelings, right?
Absolutely. Always eat your feelings on Thanksgiving.
But like not other days I'm not encouraging. Or you know what though? It is a tactic to help.
And you know what?
Sometimes you need a bowl of ice cream, okay?
Yeah, be gentle with yourself and feel your feelings. But try not to choke your family members out who are problematic because that's only going to make you end up in the slammer.
Right.
And you are too cute and too fabulous for that. So we don't want that, okay?
Thank you so much.
I was talking to the listeners, not you, Miriam.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's fine. No. That's what I knew that. Like, I knew that. Like, I was just kidding.
No, because I know that you would never, ever do that. Because
I would
just
cry.
To be out for your beautiful kids.
And, that's right.
That's
right.
So you don't need this advice. The others do. But,
okay.
You know,
So listeners, don't. Unless all of our listeners end up in the slammer, then we could have a good time.
Oh, we could have a party.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
Yeah, because our side is more fun anyway.
Yeah, 1,000%.
We have way more sex. We have way more fun.
We have more sex with the people we want to have sex with. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
The other side, I'm just saying.
Yeah. Did I tell you I am rewatching True Blood? Suki.
I have never seen it.
You've never seen True Blood?
No, I know. I know.
I will say the first two seasons are the best because I vaguely remember it being like, come on, guys, really? And I think it's because they took it away from the original creator. So the quality wasn't as there. Because you can kind of tell when they're sort of like, just the story's not really moving forward. They seem kind of stuck. They're just treading water, as it seems like. And I think I'm in the third season and they're starting to kind of do that. But those first two seasons are so good. That first season is so good.
It came out when I didn't have cable.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
It was not like a choice. I would have, you know.
Yeah, it's really, really good, especially that first season. But it made me think of that because they're getting into like the political realm and like where, like, you know, the vampires, there's this law about to be passed to make vampires like citizens of the United States, you know.
Oh, my God.
And so there's all this like pushback against like doing that. But also one of my favorite actors of all time, Dennis O'Hare, the great Dennis O'Hare.
Oh, yeah.
He's like the king of Mississippi, I think. And he does this thing where he doesn't want to be, because he's like, we're better than the humans. Why do we want to live with them? So he sabotages it by going on TV and doing something very public and that's really gross and disgusting. And I don't want to ruin it for you because that moment is so funny. Because it's Dennis O'Hare. He's just so amazing. So, but post that, they're getting into like, it's so interesting because you could see like the right and the left fighting over this issue.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I long for those days when people pretended like they wanted the country to exist, like no matter whether they were winners or losers.
Listen, exist, period. They wanted the country to exist. But now, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, on that note,
this week is yours.
For those listeners who are new to the show, Miriam is going to tell me this week who her notorious woman is. And sometimes, like we said at the top, it's a heroic notorious woman, and sometimes it's a horrific notorious woman. But I don't know. I have no idea what's going to happen.
You're about to find out.
So it's like, you know, having sex with a man that you think is cute, but you're not really sure what he packing or he coming with. So it's going to be a surprise.
Are you saying that's the horny me to find out who I'm going to talk about is like having sex with a man? I'm just curious. Like, and I'm not, it's a non-judgmental question.
See, just, Miriam, we've been making out the whole evening and you look good, but now I'm waiting for you to unbutton your pants, zip it down and see what I'm working with. I'm just like my girl Missy Elliott says, is it worth it? Let me work it. Put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. Okay. So
okay.
You got a big one? Let me search it.
Here's the facts of my life. I love music. I listen to music all the time. I know that song. I love that song. I don't tend to hear words. They just kind of come out of my mouth. And then my husband or like you look at me like, do you know what you're saying out loud in front of your children? You're singing a song. Do you know the words? Do you know the words?
Oh,
like I sometimes teach like a Zumba class and there is a song that I had no idea. It's like talking about going down on women. I had no idea. And I'm like, yes. And I did not. And then I found out, but I really like the dance. So I just yell over that part. but yeah, I did not realize how apt that song was for the situation until right now.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Also, I did not realize that our podcast was like having sex, but hey, this is how we should tell. This is how we should sell this podcast. Okay. Yeah,
exactly. This is a good thing. It's like having sex.
Yeah. It's like, you know,
with
sex.
Missy Elliott
with
in the
Missy
background.
Missy Elliott in the background.
As a soundtrack. That's a podcast. That means you should listen to us.
Yeah, duh. Okay.
Yeah.
If we had money, we'd play the song right now.
Oh, Missy.
But we don't
Missy,
have any
Missy.
Money.
No. All time is a good time for Missy Elliott, including during this podcast. So, but
that's a fact. You could play it on something else right now if you want to. I'm talking to our listeners, not you. Please don't.
After this episode, go and listen to that song. Work It.
I'm going to. It's in my head right now. It won't leave. Okay. Let's get back on track.
Yes.
All right. So who am I talking about today? I am talking about someone named Weetamo. Weetamo.
Weetamo? What? Oh.
What?
So, okay.
I was like, okay, Thanksgiving. Okay, I'm very sick of white people. So what, right? Like,
same girl, same.
Right? Over it. And it sucks because I'm one of them. So it's hard, you know. So I was like, well, I recently learned that it was the Wampanoag Native Americans that had the meal of Thanksgiving as close as we know, right? We don't, from what I learned via my children's public school education, thank you, the state of California, as well as a cooking show. I can't remember what it is. I can't remember what it's called. I'm so sorry. But they were able to find out that there's one written like in a diary from, I think, from the English that said we had this meal and it laid out a lot of the foods, most of which we do not eat at Thanksgiving, that they shared together. And it was with the Wampanoag. And it's one little entry. It's like a sentence and a half.
Okay.
And that's the only sort of proof, is that the word, that this kind of thing did in fact happen with the Mayflower, right? With
in 1621, right?
In 1621. Okay. So I'm like, let me find a badass woman from the Wampanoag tribe and talk about her, because, like, again, if you're white, I'm not interested right now. I mean, I'll get back to you, but it might not be very nice. Okay.
I love this because it's so fitting for our Thanksgiving episode.
Right. Why is my voice doing that? I don't know. Okay. So, as she is Native American, I don't know as much as I want to know. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about what I do know. So she was born between 1635 and 1640 in Mattapoisett in the Taunton River area of Rhode Island.
Wait a minute, 1635? So wasn't the first Thanksgiving 1621?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
So she was born after that.
Okay.
But she's cool and she's of the tribe. And that's really like, that's the connection, but there's a little more connection too. You'll see.
Okay.
So, her father named Corbitant, I'm obviously butchering these names, I apologize, was sachem of the Pocasset tribe on Rhode Island. So a sachem is the paramount chief that was chosen by the people to represent a tribe or a group of bands. Right. So it could be small or it could be bigger. Right.
Okay.
If you're female, you were called a sunk-squa. So my point is that 400 years ago, we were more willing to elect a woman of color to a leadership position than we are now. Okay. Okay. Back on track. Okay. So they lived in the Mattapoisett, which was the southern part of what we know as Swansea, Massachusetts. So she was born, they think, more Rhode Island, but then ended up more Massachusetts. But again, things weren't as clear cut as they are now, right? Now, the name Weetamoo means speak to them in the Algonquin language. She was a skilled bead worker, a quiller, and a dancer. Now, we don't really know much about her personally. Now, we know in this time there was a lot of chaos, right? There was a lot of, you know, battles and things and the English showing up and fucking it up for everybody. And so at one point, there was a woman named Mary Rowlandson, and she was kidnapped by one of Weetamoo's relatives, okay? Now, we have her description of her, and that is what I'm going to say. The description is that she was, quote, a severe and proud dame, end quote. Now, she said she loved to wear fancy clothing and jewelry. She loved powdering her hair and using makeup. She also wrote that Weetamoo used wampum and beads to make girdles. Okay. So this is what we know. We don't know much, right? We know what Wee Tamu wanted this white woman to know about her, right?
Okay. Okay.
So it's like seven steps away, not even six. Okay. Now, let me set the stage. So she grew up, right, in a world that was changing really, really fast.
Mm-hmm.
So just before she was born, the diseases that were brought by European colonists killed 90% of the Wampanoag population. Now,
90%?
90%, which was about 15, 20 years after that fateful, beautiful meal that they all sat down together to eat.
I blame the rats on the ships from Europe. The rats and the lice.
And of course, the famed blankets. The rats took shits on. So, meanwhile, there were rival Native American communities that had been repeatedly trying to take over Wampanoag land. Now, at this time, remember, Massachusetts, the Puritan English settlers spread out from their first settlement at Plymouth because English is gonna English. You know, they were like, we're gonna settle here. Woo, but what about those people? Can we take their land too? Let's do that. And then they, you know, et cetera, right? So the Pocasset were one of the communities of the Wampanoag Confederacy, which was a group that lived throughout the territory now known as New England. Now, Wee Tamu had one younger sister, but no brothers. So she always knew that she would become Sacrum or Sun Squaw after her father passed. It was known. They were all good with it. Just is what it is, right? Mm-hmm. No one said, but you have to keep trying for a boy. No one said that, right?
Right.
So in addition to the traditional woman's work that she had to do, right? Agriculture, preparing hides, hunting small animals. P.S. Hunting small animals was tradition's women's work. Why am I yelling? I don't know.
Because you're frustrated. I hear you. I'm here for you, my friend.
Thank you. Yeah. She would fish. She would cook. But she was also trained to fight and learn diplomacy and leadership by observing her father. So it was part of her education and growing up that she had to go sit in and meetings and be part of that because that's who she was going to be.
Now she's being groomed
to be a leader. Yeah. Exactly. And again, everyone was good with it. Okay. Now, they, you know how every culture has their coming of age like situation, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Even white people love a sweet 16. Okay. Yeah. So, sorry. I'm not being very nice to white people, and I know that I am one. I hear it. I'm going through a phase, you guys. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So what they did was something called, what I read is that it's a vision quest that kills the child's soul, which is it's a bat mitzvah. Okay. Yeah. So,
a quinceañera.
A quinceañera. Exactly. I don't know any others, but I know there's a billion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet 16, like you said.
There you go. Now, this particular one is a rite of passage for males, but she did it. Now, they consider her an early example of gender fluidity. So in her community, as she was growing up, and again, I don't know specific details, but there's several reasons I think that led to her being raised sort of both as a girl and a boy.
Oh, okay.
And it was all good. No
like
one
a two-spirit, even though I know not every Native American tribe
would
describe it as two-spirit, but that's what we're saying, two-spirit, to make it simple for us, you know, non-Native American people.
Yeah, but I don't think they called it that specifically for them, but...
Yeah.
But it was all good, right? Mm-hmm. So, when she became the Sun Squaw, she, of course, had to figure out how to protect her people from like all of these various threats. There's just like all around them, right? So one of her strategies was to marry men who could make her position stronger. Yes, queen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, her first marriage was to the sachem of the Saugus, which was another community of the Wampanoag Confederacy. Now, he died pretty much right after they got married, so never mind. And so then she had to marry someone else, and she married Wamsutta, who was the son of Massasoit, who was the great sachem of the Wampanoag Confederacy. So, right? So there's the big confederacy, and she is the sachem of the smaller, like, tribe.
So she's combining power. Yeah.
But she just married the child of the head of the Wamp, right? So she did what she had to do. Good girl.
Oh, yeah.
Now, her sister, because both girls are very smart, married his younger brother, Metacomb. I also read that he was Metacomet is another name for him. And eventually another name for him was King Philip. I'll get to that.
Oh,
interesting,
okay.
Right? So this tactic brought the Pocasset people close to the center of Wampanoag power, right? So she brings her whole people into like a higher standing, right? Now, at the time of her marriage, the Confederacy followed a policy of peaceful negotiation with the English and used their English allies to keep aggressive neighboring Native American communities away, right?
Yeah.
So it was already complex, and the English, of course, had to go and fuck shit up.
No, they just underestimated the smelly, pale people from the ships.
Yeah. That's too bad. It's too bad.
Same thing happened in Africa and other places. Yeah. Like, they thought they were too busy fighting each other because they're longstanding feuds with each other that they didn't see the pale people from the ship coming in and being like, I can't tell the difference between none of y'all.
You're all just kind of blinding. I don't know.
You're all people who speak another language to me. You're all the same. Yeah.
They
underestimated them. Yeah.
That's why Quantum Leap, the greatest show on the planet, couldn't have Sam Beckett leap before his lifetime. I'm realizing that right now because he'd have to like stop slavery. He'd have to, you know, there's so many things we would like, oh, no, Miss Plymouth Rock. Sorry. Oops. Landed on this island with nothing.
But it's also interesting.
Earth is flat. Bye.
Earth is flat. Bye. It's also interesting because that's what's going on now, because the Russians, the white people in America don't see the Russians coming. And the Russians are like, yeah, I want you guys to fight amongst yourselves because you won't see us coming when we come and take over.
I mean,
America is mine now, says Putin.
I mean, I want to argue you, but I have no leg to stand on because you're correct.
So where you guys are fighting over black, white,
trans,
Gaza,
gay,
trans,
all that shit,
marriage, women's rights.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I want you to fight amongst yourselves because I, Putin, will come and take your things. Thank you.
He's like, okay, bye.
Yep.
My only
hope. No, he's not leaving. That's the thing. He's not leaving.
No, to Russia because he's come here.
Yeah. They're going to annex America. Russia's going to annex America.
My only hope is that these motherfuckers die soon.
Yeah, but then the young, because an overwhelmingly amount of young white people voted for this. So
they're stupid. They're stupid.
Well, because they think the Russians are like, because they think the Russians think of them as like them because they're white, but the Russians do not think of Americans as like them.
I mean, it's so interesting to me. Like, we talked about intersectionality, and people look at that as like this woke word, and I'm like, guys, it's like Occam's razor, right? We were talking about this earlier. It's so simple. There's no greater way to power than using ignorance and hatred to inspire a population to ignore what's happening up top. It's so easy.
AKA divide and conquer, right?
Divide and conquer.
this tribe, the Native American tribes, have been embroiled in fights with amongst themselves for probably at this point hundreds of years, right? Or thousands.
Yeah.
And so they're like, those are my sworn enemies. And they're like, oh yeah, these, like I said, these pale people from the boats, like they're harmless. There's nothing. So it's but they have gunpowder. Right? So let's get with them. And then, because they come in and they're like, yeah, we'll help you get rid of those other people. Okay, yeah. We'll do it. Yeah. Okay. Have no idea what they were. They invited the vampire into the house.
There you go. Call is coming from inside the building. Okay.
Yep.
So that's happening. Now, he dies. He always dies. Now
her husband, her second husband,
her second husband dies. She wasn't so okay. So here's what happened. She still like got that power though. She married another guy, the third husband, Quiquanachet. No one knows about him. He was not interesting. So in 1675, she joined on the side of the Wampanoag chief Metacomet, who was the brother of her dead husband and husband of her sister, right?
So her brother-in-law. Okay.
Brother-in-law, right. Let me say that, but more complicated. Yes, that's very
it's
me.
Okay, I got you.
In the armed conflict between Native Americans headed by Metacomet and European colonists and their Native American allies. So she is now fighting against the Europeans with their Native American allies, right? Mm-hmm. So this conflict lasted from 1675 to 1678 and became known under many different names, including the First Indian War, Metacomet's War, and King Philip's War. And I think this is really interesting because I feel like I learned about this war in like school.
Mm.
I just did not learn that a woman was at the head of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because her and Metacomet led this together.
Yeah, but he probably got all the credit. Okay.
He got all the credit. Now, he took the European name Philip earlier because of friendly relations between his father and the Mayflower Pilgrims. And I think that is the not turkey that they ate together. And now we celebrate a story that maybe didn't happen the way we were told at all. We didn't even have yams in this country. Okay, it's fine. They're not native. What?
We had corn, though.
We did have corn. I think corn's the only like hard and fast. Yeah, corn. There was corn.
Is it turkey?
No.
No turkey.
Be like guinea fowl. Listen.
That came after my favorite founding father, Benjamin Franklin, who wanted the turkey to be the national bird.
Yeah, like, and y'all understand that the 1600s, the 1800s are 200 years apart. Late 1700s.
Yeah.
100 years. But I love that you know that random fact about Ben Franklin. Okay.
He's my guy. Ben Franklin's my guy.
He was right about some things.
He was right about a lot of things, actually.
Yeah.
So I won't go into it, but he's of my, of the founding fathers, he's my favorite. And John Adams is probably my second favorite, but Benjamin Franklin is by far my favorite.
I always just liked the ones that thought slavery was a bad idea.
Yeah. Including Benjamin Franklin. And he also created library, post office, all these things that help regular
fire department.
People.
Yeah.
Fire department. Yeah.
Yeah.
Idea of that. So
I could never wrap my head around our love of the ones that did like slavery. I just didn't understand it. It was very confusing.
Because that was common. It was very common.
So. Yeah, I remember talking to someone who was really upset that Thomas Jefferson didn't believe in God. And I was like, the man owned slaves. Like, what are we looking for here?
The man raped a 15-year-old who was his wife's half-sister and lied to her and said that he would free their children and never freed them or her.
Right.
So he got other things going on.
What are we doing? Are we looking to him to idolize? No. We could put that book right down. Yeah.
The only Thomas Jefferson I like is the one from Hamilton. What did I miss? What did I miss?
I'm going to stop singing right now, but it's an active choice I'm making that I don't want to make. Okay. But everyone is welcome for me not singing that. Oh my God, I love him so much. Okay. So I guess they had that meal, and I guess that didn't end as well as we all thought. So more war. Okay. Now, she let Weetamoo had her army join his army. Her army had 300 warriors in it. So that's why I'm saying, like, she had a badass army. Now, she had a fourth husband, because again, she's like, let me keep getting married, see what I get out of the situation, you know. Pet to know it. But then he sided with the English at the start of King Philip's War, and she was like, fuck off, and dissolved the marriage. Let's just talk about the fact that she could dissolve a marriage of her own accord 400 years ago. Okay.
It's good to be queen.
Good to be queen. You know? Now, her fifth husband, because she was not done. She was not done. Yeah. Was Quinnipin, whose father and grandfather were both powerful Narragansett leaders. And he was described as a handsome warrior. And I think she was like, gonna get me some. He's pretty. Which I approve. Yes. Get that handsome warrior. You're a queen. You know, or a sun squat.
You know, it's so funny because you were saying she kept getting married. And now I'm thinking she just like probably men. She like good looking men.
Yeah, I think so.
I wonder, because you said, she married that first husband. I'm like, and then he died. I'm like, did he die or did she poison him? Because he wasn't handsome enough.
Sometimes don't ask, don't tell does apply. And I think this is a good opportunity to use it. Okay.
I love it. I love it. It's like she's the original Meg the Stallion. I don't know.
Yes!
You're not into Meg like I am, but Meg recently had from
Go
her
on.
Thing called Bigger in Texas. She was like, I knew he was for the community. She's like, you guys, you ladies treat men like a death row meal. I treat them like charcuterie.
That's what they're for. Okay. Yes.
I love it. She's like, this is good for now. Tasty. Yeah.
Now listen, I'm going to say something. So on our Instagram, total side note, I'm having a little argument with the gentleman about logic. And my favorite words of him is women's logic. And I was like, ooh, tell me more, bitch. And, you know, it's fine. But I just think it's really interesting because if we want to go down that road, then yeah, let's use women's logic to get the men we require. Women's logic, you know, as opposed to men's logic, which is in this day and age, logical, cute, so cute.
Yeah.
Cute. He's an asshole.
Yeah, and then they wonder why women don't want to voluntarily fuck them. Excuse my language.
I know, right?
It's like, dude.
No.
Like, it's really, men, if you're listening to this, and if you are, you're probably not the kind of man who needs this advice, but maybe you need to explain this to your friends.
Yeah.
It's not that hard to get women to want to sleep with you.
It's not. It's really not.
You don't have to trick them.
No.
You don't have to have a lot of money. You don't even have to be really, really good looking. All you have to do is to not be creepy and respectful.
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
it won't be every woman that wants to sleep with you, but you'll get if you're not creepy and you're respectful in general to all women, you will get a lot of women who want to sleep with you.
We see how you treat other women. We see how you treat other women at a restaurant. We see how you treat other women down the street.
Yep.
And if we don't like what we see, even if you're nice to us, we're not going to want to have sex with you. Okay.
Yeah.
So
it's simple.
Helpful.
If you want your dick to be seen by her, don't be a dick.
Oh my God. We need the t-shirt. We need the t-shirt. That's gold. That's gold. We're going to be welcome. So rich. Oh, God. You're going to be rich. I'm going to be here. Proud of you.
Oh, God. It's very simple. It's not that hard, guys, but, you know.
It's not. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I remember, like, 400 years ago when I was, like, not married and, like, hanging out. And I remember guys would, like, start to pick a fight with me. And I'd realize that they were, like, trying to hit on me. And I remember being like, all I am is hating you. That's it. I'm like actively going home without you.
Mm. Yeah. Some guys never grow out of the pulling your pigtails on the playground.
Yeah. And you know what? Didn't like it in third grade. Don't like it as a grown up. Okay.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. All right. Let's keep going here. So here we go. So, they think that, so I'm actually almost done, that we don't know too much. They think that she actually had a child with Wamsuda, her second husband, but they don't have any information about the child, which I, you know, I'm sort of disappointed because I'm wondering, you know, is there a lineage, right?
Oh, yeah.
That could date back, you know? But the English defeated the Wampanoag August. Now, here's the thing. It said they defeated them August 1676. But I think it was a battle, not the war, because the war ended in 1678.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Now, she tried to flee, but ended up drowning in the Taunton River.
Oh.
So, and she was like 40-ish years old. Now, her corpse was taken by her enemies and mutilated, and her head was displayed on a pole in Taunton, Massachusetts.
Yeah, that sounds about European-ish. They love to chop off heads, and I mean, the French, my heroes, love a guillotine.
Oh, that's fun for them.
Yeah,
it's a good time.
It was so brutal back then. Everybody was so brutal.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And to me, that speaks to how powerful she was.
Yeah. That they felt like they had to humiliate and bring her so publicly. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
And to show her followers that this level of aggression.
Because if she was unimportant, they would not have
bothered. No, they wouldn't have even noticed.
That.
But they fucking pulled out her body and fucking. Yeah. That's disgusting. People are disgusting.
Yeah, there's a lot of people whose heads I like to chop off, but the act of actually chopping off somebody's head and putting it on a stake.
No.
I don't think I could do that.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I couldn't do that.
Like, I wouldn't be mad to find out it happened.
Yeah, to certain people. Yeah. But
I'd be like, oh, no.
So you said this happened in 16.
She was born 1635, 1640, and died 1676. So
1676. So 1676. So about 50 years after the supposed first Thanksgiving of peace.
Yeah. Her head was on a stake in the middle of the town.
Yeah.
So that's an uplifting story.
No, it's actually one that people, I know, especially after people have been eating.
Right, sorry about that.
But this goes to show you, we have plenty of time to squabble amongst ourselves. But when we're too busy squabbling amongst ourselves and fighting, we don't see the real threat to us all coming. Russia, I keep saying it. They won't listen to me because I'm a black woman, so they won't listen to me. But it's not just me saying it. It's actually people who are smarter than me, who actually work in the government, who work in security, national security.
Yeah.
They will tell you that that's what's coming. But white Americans are like, the immigrants that are not here that are taking over, the wokeness is more of a threat than the Russians. So
I think it's really interesting, you guys, when you're talking, just I think like it's twofold. We don't need to waste our time arguing with people that are never going to change their mind.
Right.
You actually don't need to spend that time or energy. Don't worry about it. Have some pie. Don't forget the whipped cream. You know.
Oh, yes. Yes.
delicious. And the more you can connect to people, don't give up your values. Don't give up your knowledge and your awareness of what is right and what is wrong. Never do that. But if you can get them to stop talking about it, I think that that's a step, because the more we fight about this shit that actually is the distraction, right, the more we're going to lose sight of what's really, really happening. So fuck it. All right. You voted for him. Enjoy. Let's have pie. Did you read this tiny article about Russia? Just curious.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's hard because I get so mad at every little thing. Like, I'm full of shit. I am mad at every piece of what is going to burn, you know, like what they're trying to burn.
Well, because you live in the real world, because they haven't discovered that they've just screwed themselves and they've just let in the real enemy. But also, you know what? We have the moral authority because they don't. They voted for a convicted felon.
Yeah.
A convicted rapist.
Yeah.
A man who says 2 Corinthians, any fucking body knows who, and I'm a heathen, but anybody knows who ever read the Bible who call themselves a Christian knows is 2 Corinthians, you motherfucker, not 2 Corinthians.
Yeah.
So we have the moral authority because they're full of shit. So you know they're full of shit, but we're all in the shit together. So like Miriam said, before you let them raise your blood pressure, just be like, you know what? Oh, really? Okay. Well, you know what? The only orange I'm interested in is this pumpkin pie, bitches.
That's
see
right.
you later, uncle. See you later, auntie.
Also,
you know, so like I will let you worship your convicted felon rapist
King.
Man all you want. Okay, let's see what he can do. Let's see what he can do. And let's I'm going to eat pie. Okay, so.
Because honestly, the energy should be spent with people who will listen, who want a better world, who can discuss what we can do, who understand the actual threats. Let's talk to those people and spend that energy, you know, like our conversations on and off this microphone, right? That's where energy is spent in a good way, in a positive way, right?
Yeah, and
with
talk
your
to
friends,
your,
with your allies, with your support system.
And the people who also were like, oh shit, I made a mistake. I am so sorry. Those people you can talk to. And just, you know, you gotta tease them a little because they deserve it. But, you know, you can be like, you know what? What's done is done. Let's figure out how we can move through this together. You want to go and get some pie? You want to go and get some cranberry sauce? Even though I hate cranberry sauce. I'm one of those people. I do not like cranberry sauce.
I fucking love it.
Want to go and get some
it.
Stuffing? I know you love it, right?
The cans.
You know what you guys should argue over? You should argue over items, food items at Thanksgiving that one of you or the other one does not like. Because I think Miriam's insane to like cranberry sauce. And that is what we should spend our time fighting over. like, why do you like it? You put it with the turkey? What? It's just
turkey,
it's just
stuffing that gets tart. So you got the turkey, the stuffing, right? The mashed potatoes, and then the sweet with the marshmallows. I'm a marshmallow sweet potato girl. Okay.
Okay.
So it's so sweet. Everything is just so sweet. A little tartness. Delicious.
Oh, so you take a little bit of everything on your plate. You one of those.
On my fork, Lovetta, on my fork.
Oh, on your fork. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay.
I forgive you. Yeah.
See, I like savory. I like all my savory stuff together.
Okay.
Like my ham. I know you don't eat ham, but
no, because we're Jewish.
Turkey. Right, exactly.
I also eat bacon. If you see me out in the wild and see me eating bacon, I eat bacon. So I'm not dead. I'm just Jewish.
So good.
God. it's delicious.
So I have like my turkey, my ham, mashed potatoes, green beans, greens. I'll have greens and green beans. And I mean, no black person in America at Thanksgiving is not a real black person in America at Thanksgiving unless they have collard greens. Or, I mean, some insane people like mustard greens. Okay. But collard greens, all on my plate. I'm not a big stuffing person. It's all on my plate. Then I go, it's all savory. And then afterwards, I have the sweet. I love a marshmallow too.
Right.
And a sweet potato. Oh, okay. I love all of that. But that is like a separate thing. I don't have it all together.
Because that's not part of dessert. It's part of dinner. Then I get dessert.
See, you know what? I will put a little yams on my plate, but I usually save it to the end because I want it to be like French people use cheese. I want it to be like a topper, like
okay.
A finisher.
Okay,
like
Frenchie. Okay.
Yeah. So I love all my savory stuff together.
Okay. Okay.
You know, and then I have the marshmallows
you know
the
why?
Sweet potatoes or yams.
You know why? Because you have mm-hmm. the collard greens. And collard greens and cranberries... Yes. That doesn't work, but because it's like vinegary, it lightens it up. It gives you the thing that the cranberry is giving me. I get it now.
That's true. Because you do need a little vinegar. Not everybody, because mm-hmm. everybody cooks their collard greens different. Some people like it's spicier, like to put hot sauce and everything. And I'm not one of those people. I like mine to be savory. And you always have to put in a little sugar in your collard greens to take down the bitterness. That's a little secret that people don't know.
I went to this barbecue place and whatever they do to their collard greens is
I'm going to make you and Sal and the kids some collard greens one day.
Oh my God, could you?
When I have more time. Yeah. I make them old school Southern. Like I make, but do you eat ham hocks? Okay, I'll make them with turkey.
I eat everything.
Okay.
Make it with ham hocks.
Oh my God, it's the best. That's what I'll do. Make you some collard greens. So that is what you should spend your Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. We want to be positive mm-hmm. here. We're all very frustrated. And the other side, it's so weird because they want to fight with us. But we're like, you guys won.
Yeah.
Okay. They really want to start a fight with you. So don't give them the satisfaction of starting a fight with you.
Nope.
Because we know what's coming.
Yeah.
You guys still don't. Like, it's going to get bad for all of us. So, but they really, really want to fight with us. Like, they really, really. And they think we're going to run up on the Capitol. We ain't going to run up on the Capitol because
we
love America.
Yeah.
And we actually follow the rules. Even when we don't get what we want.
And
because we're real patriots.
Did not get what we want. Okay. No. That's very clear. Okay.
So, but you can get, as we're wrapping it up, you can get everything you want on that plate. Because you got
you
a couple
can.
Days. I mean, by the time this comes out, it's going to be the day. But hopefully you've gotten, if you don't like turkey, but you got your chicken. You got your little lasagna. You got,
yes.
if you're Italian American, you got your cannolis. You got whatever.
Mm.
All the food you want on your plate.
That's
we wish
right.
that for you.
That's right.
So everybody should have mashed potatoes.
I feel like that's universal, right?
Yeah.
Everyone has mashed potatoes. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Mashed potatoes, turkey, and or chicken.
I will say, though, that if you're Jewish and you keep kosher... Mashed potatoes are not delicious. Maybe they're more delicious now because we have alternatives. But let me tell you, if you cannot put butter and milk in mashed potatoes,
that's right.
I was 26 before I realized mashed potatoes were delicious. Because I would be like, no, that's disgusting.
So what is a Jewish Thanksgiving?
As far as I know, potato buds, remember the box?
Oh,
you
okay.
pour it in water.
Oh, yeah.
And then
you mix it.
And maybe you remember to put some salt in. I'm not trying to throw my family under the bus, but that shit was disgusting. Okay.
I guess you could also have roasted potatoes instead if you don't.
We should have had roasted potatoes. But
roasted
we didn't.
Potatoes are delicious. Yeah.
But we were trying to do what all the white people did. But our version, no.
I've had those. I know exactly what you're talking about. Those potatoes are not good.
No. They're bad.
All right.
On that note,
guys, we hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And thank you for listening to us on this latest episode of The Notorious Women. Please remember to follow us on all the things. Also, copy the link and send it to your friend. Also, we want to challenge you this week for Thanksgiving. Let us know in the comments, in the 5-star reviews that you leave for us. What are your favorite Thanksgiving items? And are you pro or anti cranberry sauce?
Oh, please let us know. We'll talk about it next week.
Yes.
I must know.
Yes. And if you also want to support the show financially, you can do that at our Patreon. That's patreon.com/notoriouswomen. That's patreon.com/notoriouswomen. And Miriam, how else can they help and support the show?
We are on Instagram, Notorious Women Podcast. Very simple. We are on TikTok, Notorious Women Podcast. We're also on Blue Sky, which is Notorious Women at bluesky.social. And you can email if you would like a longer, if you want to talk longer to us, which is notoriouswmpod@gmail.com. And that is that. You can also listen to us on YouTube if you'd like. And that is that.
All right, guys, we hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving and lots of love. And again, don't get in no fight because you're too cute to go to jail. Mm-hmm. All right.
That's right. Me too. will... Okay.
Exactly. And we will see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.